This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. Perseverance rover will soon celebrate 1 year on the Red Planet. The rover first landed on Mars on February the 18th, 2021, and began some amazing scientific studies and demonstrations. Here is Jessica Samuels, the Perseverance Surface Mission Manager, with a milestone review of some of those discoveries.
Since the rover has landed, we've been busy, and it's been a year of perseverance. From operating during COVID, to the challenges we experienced with sampling, to interpreting the scientific results. It's such an appropriate name for the vehicle, but also for the team and the mission itself. This mission has a series of firsts that will help future generations understand more about our solar system. One of my favorite moments was seeing our first rock core sample. Looking down the tube when it was still in the drill bit and confirming that it was indeed a success. Now that we've collected samples, everyone wants to know when and how they'll be coming back. We can't wait for the future mission to pick them up and ferry them to Earth to analyze if any of them show signs of ancient life.
The first flight of a powered aircraft to another planet.
Another highlight of this year was working with the helicopter team to deploy Ingenuity and experience the first powered flight on another planet. It was so amazing to see the team adapt to the environmental changes in order to keep flying. The helicopter has become a real asset and partner to our science team. It feels great to be part of making history. What motivates us as engineers and scientists exploring another planet is the opportunity to continuously learn more. Now that we've toured the floor of Jezero Crater, we look forward to investigating the delta, a part of the crater where a river fed into a lake in the distant past. It's almost as if we're starting a new mission because we'll start to cover new ground and make new scientific discoveries.
Lee Hotz, the science journalist for the Wall Street Journal, and Jennifer Trosper, the Perseverance project manager, covered a few more of the firsts that Perseverance and Ingenuity have accomplished.
The Mars 2020 mission, Mars Perseverance, has had a string of firsts. The first sounds from Mars. You know, we can now hear the wind on another world. More practically, it is the first test of a new onboard navigation system that gives a rover on Mars greater independence in how it can guide itself around potential hazards.
So we haven't just been driving, we've actually been continuing some of our tech demos.
We took along two technology demonstrations. One is an instrument called MOXIE that actually uses the carbon dioxide atmosphere and then produces oxygen. And then of course, the other technology demonstration that we have been successful with is showing that you can fly helicopters on Mars.
In April, the Ingenuity helicopter became the first craft to fly in the atmosphere of another planet.
This technology demonstration was one for the history books. This helicopter, which was initially officially designed to carry out just 5 flights as a technology demonstration, has been flying all, it seems, sometimes continuously.
The next flights tested the helicopter's ability to move horizontally, and it covered longer distances in each subsequent flight. Ingenuity has now flown 18 times.
When we get over to the Delta, Ingenuity can, again, be used as a scout to really point Perseverance to the best places scientifically to go. I think if she's still living, we have lots of opportunities for scouting as we move forward in the mission.
Here are a few of the statistics for the Perseverance rover. The rover has driven over 1.8 miles. It holds the record for the longest drive on a Martian day and for being the fastest rover on Mars. Yeah, there are a few others out there, but this one's the fastest. Perseverance has collected over 50 gigabytes of data and has returned 100,000 images and 2 selfies. It has generated 50 grams of oxygen on Mars so far via the MOXIE experiment, and has collected 6 samples of Martian rock and atmosphere so far. A few of the statistics for the Ingenuity helicopter include flying 18 flights so far, which, as they said in the audio before, is more than triple the original planned number of flights. It has flown over 30 minutes in the air and a distance of 2.7 miles. So they've had quite a busy year for Perseverance and Ingenuity on the planet. Looking forward to a lot more. From Florida's Space Coast, this is Dawn Meyer for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.